This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
So I give him my iPhone and my sound system. Now, I must tell you that sometimes I've been listening to music that's not particularly my favorite, but it does set up a great environment where they feel like, hey, they're having fun. They're listening to music they like and that they love. And I had a great encounter with a Hispanic fella the other day. He was playing some great South American Latino music, and I really liked it. And he was like starting to adjust my sound console from the back seat. He was putting his arm up between the seats and fixing my sound system. But it just created a great connection between me and him. And that's where Jesus comes into, in a loving, kind, compassionate environment. And I always try to ask a few questions, like things, just simple things like, hey, how'd your day go today? And if a person wants to talk, they're going to talk a little bit at that point. And if they talk a little bit, I might say something about, oh yeah, and by the way, if you want to turn the light on over here, you can turn that on. Feel free to do that. Oh, and by the way, if you want to, you know, lower your window a little bit, that's good by me. That's fine by me. So I try to do everything to let the person know that it's about them. This is about their Uber ride. It's not about me and my Uber car. When they're in my car, I want to consider them. I want to be kind to them. And that kindness and that spirit, I believe, creates an environment where the Holy Spirit loves to come into. And that's kind of how it works. I really look to God. I don't look to have a formula. I think the big mistake sometimes we make in life is we think that life becomes a formula. Well, I'm always going to say this, and I'm always going to say that. And we have no idea until we really sense how the Spirit of God is moving in another person. We have to really tune into, is God already doing something in their life? Maybe in my initial sharing, they'll say something that'll be a real indication to me that God is moving in this person's life. And maybe to ask them a couple of questions like, well, you sound like you've had some real experiences. I didn't say God. I just said, wow, it sounds like you've had some real experiences recently. And then from a comment like that, they might say, well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people around me are Christians or whatever they might be. So I try to just make people feel comfortable, let them know I'm considering them. And from there, I see what God will do. And I don't ever know truly what God's going to do until I start my interaction with people.
Recently, you were a little girl's perhaps last hope. And she got into your vehicle, and 2 weeks later, she made national news because she was killed, shot in the car. This was the kids that had pulled into a driveway and backed out. The man came out of the house in upstate New York and shot at the car, thinking that maybe they were potentially going to come and rob his house or something. And obviously, the man was a little deranged to do this and shot and killed that girl. And you had her in your car 2 weeks earlier. Tell us the story of this young lady.
Well, Rhett, as you were just sharing about that, the thought that came to mind is direction. You know, I believe that that man that did those really evil things when he came outside his front door when a group of kids in a car had pulled in to turn around, they were lost. And so they were actually looking for direction. You think about this, right? And this gentleman, instead of coming out and saying, hey, kids, what's going on? Can I help in any way? That's not what he came out with. He came out with a shotgun, and he shot his rifle into that car, killing this young woman who, as you said, was in my car probably about a month before that. And she and I had the most wonderful conversation. She was a very talkative and friendly and warm 21-year-old girl from Schuylerville, New York, who made national news. And we just had the most wonderful time. And I try to say something to people about God. Yeah, whether it's God loves you, I'm praying for you, and I do. I pray for everybody that gets inside my car. But that was just a terrible evening. I was told that this gentleman that did this wicked act had some problems and issues out in public in a business of some kind. But I just want to point out that, you know, now, I don't know who that man was. I don't know him. I never met him. I just know that something was wrong. Something was wrong where in days past, right, if someone pulled into your driveway and you were outside, you might actually go over and ask him, hey, can I help in any way? What can I do to help? Are you guys lost? Or, but, you know, he didn't do that. And, you know, we have to be careful. What do we come out with when we interact with people? Are we coming out with an attitude? Are we coming out with literally a shotgun? And I don't believe this man maybe had been really reached out to or touched. I mean, for all I know, he had some very bad experiences in his life, but to be a person that comes out of their home with a shotgun and shoots into a car, something is definitely wrong there. So the point is that I don't know who gets in my car. I mean, her name was Caitlin, and Caitlin got into my car one day, and I want to let you know that on that ride where I had to bring from downtown Saratoga Springs out to her family place, 45 minutes to an hour outside of town, you know, there were like at least two or three times when my GPS wouldn't work. And so I said to Caitlin, you're my GPS, because my cell phone went down. And so as I was driving her home, I went by a turn at least a few times, and I had to turn around in a driveway to get back going in the right direction. So literally, it could have been me that night. That could have been me and Caitlin in the car that night when I turned around the driveway three times to get going in the right direction. Mm. You know, it's just so sad. It was very tragic. I don't know what to say. I just, that's been a real, I don't know, I wouldn't say a wake-up call to me, because I've kind of been awake to the idea that, you know, a kind word can change a person's life. I shared that testimony with you a little while ago of a man who was literally walking down to a bridge to jump off because his life had just gone down so low. He was so either depressed or just despondent that he said, if nobody says a word to me between here and the bridge, it was maybe a half a mile away from the bridge at the time, I'm jumping, I'm ending it. And literally, maybe 50 yards or 25 yards before the bridge, a guy came right in front of this guy, engaged him, and said, hey, how's it going today? How you doing? That guy did not jump off that bridge, because as he described later in a meeting, a recovery meeting, that if that guy hadn't showed up and said something kind to him, he would have ended his life.
Wow, so we never know who we're influencing, who we're validating, and what essentially what happened there is the man was looking for dignity and for someone to dignify him. Maybe that might not be the word he would use, but this is what went down. And then this man comes along at the last moment. And that's why I always tell people, smile at other people, that you don't have to be you don't have to be rich if you're the poorest of the poor. You have power. People think you have to have political position for power. There is no political power, really, because it all goes, God's the only one with power, and you have to have money to have power. No. Everybody, even if you're homeless and you're listening to this broadcast, you have the power when somebody's walking down the street. I know, because it happened to me. I had this lady walk by me, and she didn't smile, and it bothered me, and I chewed on it for weeks. Why didn't she smile back at me? And I realized she didn't think she had anything to give me. She did not have self-dignity. And so when we honor others and smile at them, realize we have power to make somebody's day a little brighter. Just a little smile can change a life. I've had that happen to me. I remember I was at an Easter celebration outside in Vero Beach, Florida, a few years ago, and just some older guy walked by. This is maybe 10 years ago, so he was, you know, in his 80s. But just this fact, we started talking, he put his hand on my shoulder. And it was just an act of kindness, and it really, it was just a nice moment. It validated me as a human. I was there all by myself at the time. I forget the circumstance, but we never know. I remember there was a famous writer, and he was interviewed on Rolling Stone magazine years ago. I forget, he was kind of a character with a deep voice, but he said he always says hello to old people because you may be the only voice that day that will validate them as being part of the human family. And just like this guy walking down to the bridge who was going to commit suicide and said, the only reason I won't do it is if somebody says hello. And he went the whole way, nobody said anything. He's literally a few yards from committing suicide, and finally this old man says, hi, how are you? And engages him in conversation. And that old guy probably has no idea that he saved a life that night. Amazing. So you might be inspiring with this interview, perhaps inspiring other people who are maybe looking for something to do, but driving an Uber car. Have you run into any other situations we could hear about? I love hearing these stories of,
I the other night, and Rhett, since you're a close friend of mine, you know about the story of my time going through my wife's cancer, and as you said, passed back in 2018. And at the time of her passing, some miraculous things happened to remind me that, in a sense, I didn't lose Ann as much as heaven gained Ann. And, you know, people leave a deposit in us of their spirit. So in many ways, that deposit Ann made in me as my wife and as my best friend of love, you know, I still feel that she is very much with me. But anyway, I had this young lady get in my car the other day, a couple nights ago, with another young lady. They both were very attractive. They ended up being women that do makeup and hair for women getting married. And so both these women were single, and we started talking. And all of a sudden, one of the young ladies shared with me how a butterfly had landed on her hand, just as happened to me when I was going through the last 4 months of Ann's life, that I had a butterfly land on my hand. And I don't really want to get into a lengthy testimony about it, but needless to say, it left a huge impression when a butterfly lands on your hand. Although moments before this butterfly landed, I'd said to God, because I saw it about 20 feet away, that I'd love to see that butterfly up close. Once I said that in my spirit, I believe the Lord heard it. I looked away. But then as I was putting a glove on my hand at the time, like this, pulling a glove on, the butterfly landed literally right in front of my face. So talk about seeing the butterfly up close. That was about as close as I could get it. I mean, 6 inches to 8 inches from my face. And I was in a state of shock. But anyway, later, I would see more butterflies and more of a testimony, really, that, you know, this was about Ann's transformation, as we all go from that person that may not be kind, may not be loving, and God changes us, transforms us into a beautiful creation of His that can be used for His glory and to bring beauty into other people's lives. This woman in my back seat said that she had had a butterfly land on her hand.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Put your hands together as Bishop-elect Bruce B. Allen leads us in this praise chorus. Lord, you live in my praise. So my hands I will raise in the sanctuary. Lord, dwell in this place. As I lift up your name and give you glory.